Well, hello everyone, and this is the 18th of June. It's getting to be very high summer here. We've got lots of hot weather and blue skies, and for the most part, that's wonderful. It just gets a little steamy in the middle of the day. I hope wherever you are in your part of the world, it's just wonderful. And welcome to the Blessings of Christ, because this is all about you. It's all about him. And I am so glad to be here, and I'm so glad to have Jenny being our hostess while I'm recovering. Jenny, would you like to invite some questions or participation from the audience?
Sure. Well, it's my pleasure to be here and to be of service in this way. And I enjoy it so much being with all of you and with you, Glenda. So it looks like we just have one caller so far. Let's see here. It looks like it might be Anthony. Is that you, Anthony?
And Jude? Yeah, it's Tony. Hi.
Or hi. Tony, sorry. I'm looking at the name.
Yeah, Tony and Judy.
Hi.
And thank you, you guys. It's wonderful to connect with you. I really enjoyed, Glenda, you just telling us also about your how you feel your process is in the in your healing. That's been really wonderful to hear about that. So I'm very, very grateful for your speed of your healing and the connections that you're making with your healing process.
Oh, thanks, honey. It has not been easy, I have to tell you that, but it has been enlightening. And sometimes our greatest troubles are what bring us our greatest understanding and compassion and movements forward and closer to God and closer to our fellow man.
Yeah. Well, and it's you know, you a lot of the things that you're doing with the with this community and with people who connect with you on the seminars are, it's just, you know, like understanding. That's the last course that you did. It just really speaks to me. There's so much that's kind of resonant in what's been happening. You know, one of the things is right now we're about to have the solstice, and we're actually kind of getting over the hump with what's happening in this solstice, because we've had for years, probably going back to at least 2010, we've had this big on and off process where there's been a big square in the sky.
Oh yeah,
and all around us, and so that makes things harder and harder. It tends to exacerbate issues. It tends to bring up challenges. But we're actually kind of getting over that now, so that's pretty exciting that we're kind of at the end of a long trial, a long period of difficulty. So, you know, it seems to me there's signs that things are looking up, and we're kind of being encouraged with what's going on. And I feel that for this solstice. I'm grateful for that.
Well, I do too. I feel that we're at a point of closure on a lot of trials and challenges and tribulations. And we're ready to move forward more into recovery. And as a matter of fact, our summer webinar, which I postponed for a couple of weeks for several reasons. One was because of the various holidays that we needed to bridge over, but also because of the break in my arm, I really couldn't write more text. And sometimes our lessons are as much as a total of 50 pages long, and there's no way with a right arm and a cast I'm going to be creating that. So what I did is I moved forward the Master Blessing Teacher Seminar, which had already been prepared previously. So I didn't have to do any writing. All I had to do was work with my heart and my mouth, which I seem to have no problem with. So those are usually in pretty good shape. And so we moved forward. our Master Blessing Teachers seminar, which we just finished this weekend. And now we're going to be announcing our summer seminar, which is, the title is Revelations and Recovery. We're going to, Yeshua is going to give us many of the revelations that have been somewhat revealed, but not perfectly revealed, because we weren't quite ready for them. And we're going to be given a roadmap for recovering from this last 10 years of very, very hard trials and tribulations. So it's going to be an incredibly important seminar. And I saved it for the summer because that's a time when so many people can do this. And as soon as we get, it will start. I don't have a date on the calendar, but let me just check here. We wanted to start after the 4th of July, obviously, and that doesn't require too much longer. You know, let's see. We're at June 18th, so it probably will start on it. I would suspect it will be July the 9th through the 30th. I'm not making that a firm date, but for those who want to plan their calendar and think about being in this course, I will be announcing it and putting it online very soon, because I know that everybody needs a little bit of a head start in getting their life coordinated so that they can do these. And, of course, everything is recorded, so if you can't do it on the spot, you can always get back to it. But, Tony, I'm so glad that these seminars have benefited you so much in your life, and they certainly have me.
Well, they certainly have, and they just seem to get more and more compelling, more and more exciting. I'm very, very excited about this Revelations seminar. Thank you for all the work you do on these. And I want to put in just a little encouragement and a plug for anybody who's hearing this and might like to learn more about these. The recorded versions of these seminars are fantastic. I go back and listen to them all the time. And so that these are available, especially the ones from like last fall through now. There was a wonderful one on forgiveness, a fantastic one on The Only Way Out Is Up on transformation. It was just wonderful.
I love that.
Oh, it just really fed me. And it was so perfect with what's going on. And the last one was really wonderful, and it really fits. And so I know you had a kind of a sense of the flow for the classes. So it just seems to really be very fortunate and just a huge blessing. So thank you again.
Oh, thank you too, Tony. And I'm so glad to have you there as a student, because you're such an enrichment to the class, and all the students are. This is why we also have jam sessions. We get together just as students in the middle of the week and hash it out and just go, because sometimes students are each other's best teacher. And I've known that for many, many years as a teacher, and it humbles me to think how much better the students can teach themselves than I can. I'm just a facilitator. And as for the timing on all these things, well, it's Yeshua that chooses the timing. And he knows what's going on. He knows what's going on with the stars and the planet and the world and the human factor and what we need to be getting ready for next. So he plans this out, and I just say, yes, sir. And do my part.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I second that. The courses are just as vibrant and just as alive on the recordings than they are in person. Okay, we have another caller now from area code 641. 641, you're on.
Hi, this is Lucy.
Lucy?
Yes.
Hi, Lucy.
This is my first time calling, so I was really calling to ask for a blessing. I am going through a lot of heartbreak today and a lot of health challenges. Mm-hmm. And not sure what else to say.
Oh, Lucy, I'm so sorry to hear that. and God bless you. We will hold you in our heart as we offer the blessing today. And on every call, I think we have new people arrive, and people who haven't been here very many times, and they want to know what to expect. The thing is, Lucy, you don't have to do anything. Just we will open the blessing with a prayer, and blessing givers from all over the world will join. And as the Lord has said, whenever two or more are joined in my name, I will be there. And it's through his love, the grace of God, and the great energetic power of the Holy Spirit that we are conduits. The blessing givers, this doesn't come from us. We're just conduits that help your prayers work better. Because so often when we pray, it's only natural as human beings that we pray from our pain or our heart of sadness or our troubles in life. And we, in praying from those troubles and pains, we don't actually make as strong a connection with God as we could, as we should, as we can open our lives to receive. And so we're here to help bridge that gap and make that connection for you. So while we offer the blessing, we just simply ask that you pray your prayers, okay? And that's all there is to it. It's as simple as that. And you will get as much of the blessing as you can receive right now. And in the days ahead, you will receive more. And what you don't receive in the days ahead, come back next week and receive more. It's always free. Oh. It's always offered to anyone who asks.
And
so welcome, and I'm so glad you're here.
Like you said before about, you know, some of this pain is a lot of healing, and so I know, and I've been asking to be able to cry, so of course something has happened to really enter my prayer, and so here I am in a lot of pain, emotional pain, and getting my prayer answered.
Oh, I feel that for you. I really do. And my heart is with you, and the blessing will most definitely help answer your prayer.
Thank
so
you.
When we begin, you just start praying again, okay?
Okay. Thank you so very much.
And if there's anyone else who wants to request a blessing, now is your time. What God knows what you need. You don't have to ask. But I have noticed through the years that by asking, we both humble ourselves and empower ourselves to be in a stronger connection with God.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's kind of like ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open, and Yeshua said that. And so that's why we ask, and that's why we have this community time where you can come on board and you can ask for what you want. And it might not be for you. You might be asking for someone else. I would say probably more than half of the requests every week are from someone else.
Okay.
Okay, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's interesting, Glenda. This is the third time this week that I've run across that passage. Is it from Matthew?
Mm-hmm.
I believe about asking and receiving. So that's a great one. Okay, we have another caller now from area code 832. You're on.
Well, hello, Glenda. Hello, everyone. This is Kathleen from Houston.
Kathleen, hello, hello.
Oh,
my gosh, I missed you, and I owe you a call. But as you can see, my life is pretty much harnessed to daily obligations. So we will get there when God leads us to each other.
I know we will. I have every faith, but I'm calling for two reasons. One for you.
Okay.
And let's ask everyone to bless you in your health and with your finances.
Oh, that is so sweet, Kathleen. Thank you.
And also for myself, I'm seeing a healing, but I need a healing for a condition called ONJ. It's something I didn't even know about until my body said, oh, yeah, you're going to get this. It's a side effect of Xgeva for the bones, and my jaw is dying, and so I've had teeth fall out and not very good. So I ask for blessing and for strengthening of my left lower jaw and maybe the whole darn mouth, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I certainly know how important your voice is to you and your spirit of expression. So we pray for that, for the grace of your soul as well as your body.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're so welcome. And are you still going down to see John of God?
Yes, I'm going a week from Sunday, and I'll be
Well, blessings to your journey.
Thank you. And so I am determined to get this healed, and I know that it will.
And it will be.
Yes. So I receive all the healing and love that I can get, and I have a quote from Shakespeare. When love speaks, the voice of all the gods makes heaven drowsy with harmony.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I know. I saw that in the Unity bookstore, and it just made me.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Yes. And that's all for now.
Okay, well, blessings to you, Kathleen.
Blessings, okay.
Always.
Okay, looks like we have Tony on the line again here. Tony and Judy.
Hi. Hi, this is actually Judy. We're in the car using Tony.
Hello.
But it's so funny because I was asking about turning down the volume on my monkey mind, and I just opened the book, and I can't remember what page it was, In Love Without End, but it said, the place to begin is with simple awareness. Practice forgiveness every day. Mercy is the flower of growth. And so I was thinking, I asked and I received, and it's so funny that that's what's come up in this conversation. So he's always talking.
Oh, yes, that's great. You know, there is great serendipity in our conversations on this call, and it really, really helps to prime the direction and the energy of the blessings.
Yeah, I love these calls, and I love our conference calls that we have, whether we're talking about the book that we decide we're going to talk about or in the classes. It's very healing. It, like, speaks to my heart very much so.
Oh, mine too. Thank you, Judy. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Judy. Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like we're all connected, not just on the days and the times when we have the blessing call, but throughout the week as a community. Oftentimes, when I receive the email of the meditation usually on a Friday, the quote is something that I've been reading throughout the week, or I have read, and also the same goes for the blessing, your inspirational message, or the callers that call in. It's usually something that's that's been resonating with me. I love that. Okay, now we have a caller from area code 281. 281, you're on.
Hi, this is Kathy calling from Houston.
Oh, Kathy, hi. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing good. I'm doing well. And I'm calling because really it's related to something you were saying earlier, Glenda, about, you know, raising our vibrations to be able to really receive the fullness of the blessing. And I've been doing some inspirational reading, and I came up with this idea that I've been doing for 1 or 2 weeks now, and I'm so excited about it. I just wanted to share it with other people. But,
oh, good. Let's hear it.
What I wanted to do was to try, when I'm asking for prayers for myself or either of my daughters or other people in need, is to try to picture us the way I think the Father pictures us. as the total perfect creation that he made.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling that if I can do this, achieve this, that I think the blessings will happen more easily. And so I decided to start making a list of words and phrases and been refining them. And I say these words and phrases when I think about the person I'm praying for. And
mm-hmm.
it seems to really, well, it sends a shiver up and down my spine when I think of them that way, or myself that way. And
yes.
Some of the, I know people might come up with different phrases that are meaningful to them, but some of the ones that I've come up with on my list is, brilliant light, magnificent glory, overflowing joy, shimmering beauty, eternal abundance, conscious love, and holy word. And I just feel when I say those,
I love them all. Will you email that to me?
I'll be happy to. Yeah.
Oh, please do. I love it. I'll share it with our community next week.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, it seems to be a great way to, you know, look at other people. And, you know, I've called before about my situation with my daughter, and I see her as her perfect self. And when I say these little phrases, it helps me to really latch onto that view of her as I'm saying the prayers and doing the blessings.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's so good. And, you know, that brings me really, really to the bridge of what I wanted to talk about today, because also I want to wish all of our fathers happy Father's Day. And Yeshua, happy Father's Day. And God our Father, happy Father's Day. Holy Day. If when we think of this as the day in which we honor our fathers all the way to God, this is a holy day. And so I wanted to talk about what I know would be our Holy Father's favorite subject, and that would be his children. So you've created a perfect bridge into that, and I'll just kind of let it flow, if that's okay, Kathy, unless you had something more you wanted to say.
No, that's finished. I'm finished. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And, you know, I wanted to talk about the whole person, because we are so much more than we know we are. Now, in life, as we experience life, I would say that for the most part, we're kind of a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual sandwich, layered all the way from heaven to earth. We get to walk on the earth and be on all layers in between. And a lot depends upon which layer we focus on as to what happens to us. As you've noticed, I'm sure all of you, when you focus upon the mental layer, that's when you go usually into our beta brain and solving problems or intellectual thoughts and contemplations. You've noticed when you put your attention on your emotional self, it could be very joyful, it could be sad. It depends upon what the occasion is. But it's a very, very different layer of yourself. And we put our attention on our physical self in lots of ways, for lots of reasons. Sometimes we're sick. Sometimes we get injured. Or at night we just need to sleep. Or we wake up in the morning and feel great and we're joyful and can't wait to get started with the day. And there are other times when we focus on our diet and our food, and step on the scales and say, "Oops, I think I had too much cake yesterday," or whatever. I'm just calling your attention to the fact that we see ourselves in these layers, and in prayer we see ourselves on hopefully the highest level. But that's not always true. most of the time when we pray from one of the other levels that happens to be closer to the problem that we're praying about. And that's something we need to get over. That's something we need to rise above. But one of the mistakes so many spiritual practices have made is teaching us that we rise above to these higher levels and leave behind the places on earth. And that's not right. That's not right. That's not being a whole person. Yeshua said, I am on the earth, but not of the earth. In other words, he recognized his spiritual nature, but that he also walked on the earth. In another place, one of the most important of all of his passages, you can always tell what's most important to him because you'll find it in all four of the Gospels. That's really how you see some of the apostles were just like you and me. I could say something on our blessing call, and part of it will be important to one person, and some of it will be important to another person, and then there'll be some part of it that everybody goes, oh, wow, yeah, that's right. Okay, well, something that was so important that he said, that all the apostles acknowledged, he said, the kingdom of heaven is not somewhere else. It's in you. It's in you. And we have to learn to access this highest level that we are and then draw it in to the rest of all that we are, not leave everything else that we are. I believe from everything I've experienced in my studies and conversations with Yeshua, in reading the New Testament so many times, writing the books that I've written for him, I believe that the becoming of a whole person is actually creating, taking all of these layers and creating a circle out of them so that it's not so much layers up and down as it's heaven penetrating all of the layers, transforming all of the layers in an upward movement, so that all of the layers of our being are blessed by the relationship that exists always between our soul and our Heavenly Father. And I think the greatest thing we can do to honor our Father today, which whether it's our Heavenly Father or maybe a spiritual Father or perhaps our Father who has passed on, or our Father that we're still fortunate enough to have with us, all of our fathers, is to let the best in us transform the rest of us. Let's face it, we're all here to learn. We're all here to endure challenges and turn them into experiences that we benefit from and learn from. But the only thing that can do that is the part of us that is still united to our Father. So to our Father, we give praise and honor and joy and our light and our thanks. And we ask this day most humbly for your blessing to all parts of our being. So what we will do now is I will say a prayer of invocation to Yeshua, and then Jenny, you take over and call the blessing givers together to offer the blessing after that. Okay. And make sure our board is muted. Okay. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your love, your wisdom, your guidance, your forgiveness, your sense of humor with us, your sense of joy, your brightness, the hope that you give us, and how when we pray, You give us courage to find our own answers, and the answers we can't find, you bring to us. The healing you give us that goes beyond what we can do for ourselves. And yet you encourage us to ask from others that we not be separated, that we be one family, that we be the children of God in one family, serving one another, helping one another, healing one another, leading one another. And then beyond what we can do for one another, we know that you will do for us and lead us and preserve us always in connection and union with our Heavenly Father. For all of these things, we praise you, we thank you, and we bless you, and we thank you that you will bless us today. Amen.
We now ask those blessing givers who wish to offer a blessing to stand, and those who would like to receive a blessing, sit with your back comfortably straight and relaxed, and touch your bare feet to the floor if you can. Be sure to drink a little water. That will help as well with the induction of the blessing. The blessing will last about 3 minutes, and during that time, pray your prayer in silence or out loud, whatever is prayer for you. And as you begin to pray, allow your attention to fall from your mind into your heart center. The blessing will, after the blessing, I'll come back on and let you know when it's complete, and then at that time, we will all go and rest. Okay, let us begin now. The blessing is now complete, so now go and take at least 7 minutes to rest your body and mind while the energy of the blessing is assimilated. May you and your loved ones be blessed this week. We'll see you next Sunday.